We're all talking about what happened at the end of the Oscars last night, the mess up, the mistake on the announcement of Best Picture. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is a longtime friend of the show, our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher, who was the head usher at the theater last night for the Oscars. That is quite a gig, Jesse. Good morning.
I've been doing that there for about 20 years or so.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I was hoping that Hacksaw Ridge was going to win.
Uh-huh.
Because I fought on Hacksaw Ridge, you understand?
You did? Did you really?
Oh, yeah. I got a few Japanese cheap notches on the butt of my M1 after that fancy bit of stuff.
Yeah, you fought in both theaters, correct?
Was that now?
No, that's okay.
No, never mind.
Well, that's Selma Hayek. Did you see her out there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She sure was pushing her blessings out there for the world to see. I thought that little Indian kid from Lion was going to climb up and take a turn at the trough there. On
oh, Sunday. Gosh.
That was a milk buffet, I tell you.
Well, that's a little straying from the path of the big story, the big snafu at the end of the night. Do you have any insight on that?
Well, I do. It was my job at the Oscars to usher them presenters up to the side stage, and I feel pretty bad because I think I was responsible for that big mix-up there at the end with the big picture.
Oh, no.
I was making the moves on Faye Dunaway on stage there. And see, I remember her in Bonnie's and Clyde's.
Yeah.
Bonnie and Clyde.
From the year 1967. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was 40 years old when I saw that. And she caused a stirring in my pants I hadn't felt since I was 13 years of age. So I swore after I saw that Bonnie's and Clyde's, I was going to one day have my way with Miss Dunaway.
Oh, man.
So, turns out last night was the first time I'd ever met young Miss Dunaway, and so that was my chance, and I got a few drinks in her as quick as I could. I know I'm up against the time on it, and I'm having to hurry, so I put the envelope down, and I start running my hand up the hem of her skirt.
Oh, man.
And right about the time I got my hand to the waistband of her depends,
oh, gosh.
I hear her name called out. And so I quickly pick up the envelope off a table, and I hand it to Warren Beauties, who was presenting with her. And they go out there, and then while they're out there talking into the microphones, I noticed that I had given her the wrong envelope.
Oh, oh no. Gosh. Why didn't you run out on stage and switch it?
Because I can't run. I bolted for the center stage, but I didn't actually reach there that point until after the show was over.
You're slow these days.
I was going as fast as I could.
It takes you a while. It
takes me a while. And, George, it's good to hear you on the air this morning. I was ushering at that Cowboys reunion on Saturday night.
Oh, really? I didn't see you out there.
Yeah, you did a pretty good job.
Well, thanks.
I don't know if your listeners know this, but you were looking right smart in your coat, and you were wearing some white jeans, and you had sat on what appeared to be a chocolate cupcake.
I wasn't wearing white jeans. That was somebody else on a pair of white jeans.
I see you walking away from me, and it looked like you had panicked in your back.
No, I had not panicked. No.
Jesse, that's a lot of travel for a man
yeah,
of your age.
How'd you make it out there?
Dallas to L.A.?
And did you ever heal up? Did your face heal up from the conflict you had there?
What conflict?
Well, I don't know if your listeners know, but you accidentally mistook Larry Allen for Michael Irvin's.
I did not.
And then when you were corrected on that matter on the stage, you said right there into the microphone, quote, "You can't blame me, because to me, all you mid-90s Cowboys look just alike."
I did not say that.
Sure.
I didn't say that.
Well, he was there.
Well,
he heard
well,
it.
Well, he's making it up. He makes up stuff all the time. You really think he was in Hollywood?
Got your ass kicked there, didn't you?
No, I didn't either. It didn't happen.
How about I come over there and kick your ass?
Oh, now come on.
Come on.
We're all friends.
Jesse, we're not going to fight.
Hey, you think Trump's going to get rid of all these Mexicans?
All right, we've got to let you go.
All right, then.
Okay, we'll see you. That's Jesse the Usher, allegedly at the Oscars last night.